Report: Michigan's leftist U.S. Senate nominee Abdul El Sayed attacked 4th of July fireworks and Second Amendment in deleted videos. By Amy Furr on August 11, 2026. Far-left U.S. Senate nominee Abdul Rahman Mohamed El Sayed, DME, reportedly spoke about reasons why 4th of July fireworks suck in a now-deleted YouTube video from 2 years ago, per CNN. El Sayed last week defeated establishment Democrat Representative Haley Stevens, DME, in the primary in which the radical transformation of the Democratic Party was center stage, Breitbart News reported. According to the CNN article published Tuesday, in the deleted video the Muslim leftist was asking viewers if patriotic Americans could mark the occasion without using the loud devices. He also reportedly attacked the Second Amendment. The CNN article stated, Michigan Democratic Senate nominee Abdul El Sayed once asked his YouTube viewers whether Americans could please find another way to celebrate the 4th of July, in a video promising four reasons why fireworks suck. The since-removed video from July 2024 included a chapter titled Fireworks Just Aren't Worth It. Hear Us Out and cited Detroit's post-fireworks air quality, the chemicals used in fireworks, their potential to trigger PTSD in veterans, and the risks they pose to children and pets. In other since-removed clips, El Sayed argued that the southern border was not among Americans' five biggest concerns and lambasted Republicans for focusing on it. In another, he floated replacing the Second Amendment's right to bear arms with a constitutional right to health care. The videos, which the CNN said were set to private, are another example, the article continued, of how El Sayed's years as a prolific podcaster, commentator and social media user have left behind an extensive record, some of it subsequently deleted, that Republicans could use to portray him as both ideologically left-wing and culturally out of step with swing state voters. El Sayed, whose primary victory means he will face Republican Mike Rogers in the November midterms, has faced scrutiny over audio that showed he explicitly supported efforts to defund police. He also previously argued that toxic masculinity governed American football and claimed sports culture is full of misogyny, racism, and homophobia, according to Breitbart News. El Sayed's fellow leftist, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said recently that he represents the politics of the future for America. However, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, is urging voters to oppose El Sayed on Election Day, Breitbart News reported Monday. Cotton described El Sayed as a true radical who has palled around with people that said America had 9/11 coming. He wants to abolish ICE. He wants to stop border enforcement. He wants confiscatory levels of taxation for hardworking Americans, he added. Meanwhile, Rogers has been fiercely outspoken about El Sayed on the campaign trail. In a statement after El Sayed won the Democrat primary, Rogers said, "Abdul isn't just another liberal. He's an extremist," Breitbart News reported. "He wants to empty prisons and put murderers and sex offenders back on our streets. He pledged his support to the Muslim Brotherhood and campaigns with people who refuse to condemn terrorism. And he advocated for the largest tax hike in American history, costing families already struggling to make ends meet over $3,000 more per year," he continued. "Abdul doesn't represent a vision for the future. He's leading a movement grounded in ideological fanaticism. His agenda would make our communities less safe and our state less affordable," Rogers added.